With a career spanning more than five decades, perhaps few actors are more qualified to recount the glamorous Hollywood era of the late 1940s and early 1950s than Robert Wagner. His new book, You Must Remember This, is his ode to a bygone age, to its incomparable style and how it was displayed to its legendary stars. Wagner visits and revisits the houses, restaurants, and other haunts of Hollywood's elite, offering an intimate view of their lives on and off screen. He fondly recounts mythic figures simply entertaining at home among friends, away from the publicity machine and public eye that morphed into today's paparazzi culture. It is a great pleasure to welcome Robert Wagner to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it very much.
Well, it's a delight to have you here, and the book was an awful lot of fun to read. It seems, and I think you even make this you make this notation at some point in the book, that what you're writing about is very much about ambiance.
Yes, it is very much so. And when do you know that I was so fortunate to be able to experience that ambiance, and I wanted to put it down because it was such a great time. It was the best time of my life. And when I looked around and I started to, you know, look into that time, we started to consider writing the book, Scott and I, they were gone. All those things were gone.
Yeah.
And that was a big realization for me.
At what point, I was thinking of this while I was reading the book, at what point did you realize that it was a golden age? I mean, does that come after it has passed, or do you realize at the time that you are part of something pretty darn special?
Well, I mean, the golden era was around for a long time. People knew about that. I was just very fortunate to be able to catch the last part of it. And when I was assigned to 20th Century Fox, I was 18 years old, and I just, you know, I caught the last part of that, and I also met many of the people who had created that era, you know. Mm. And what a privilege. And then, you know, as I said to you, it's not there anymore, and of course, a lot of those people that were so responsible for it are also gone.
And you also make that point. Is yes, it's ambiance, but it's also very much about the people that you worked with and that were a part of that scene at that time, which you write about in the book.
You know, Joe, I'm having a very difficult time hearing you.
All right, well,
there you are.
There we are. We'll bump it up a little bit. I was saying that you were talking about ambiance, but also it's very much a story about the people that you worked with at that time.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to work with a lot of the people that were responsible for that time. And as I said, you know, it was just the best time of my life. And I thought that if I could put some of that down with Scott, who knows Hollywood so well, and we went back into it, did some research, and tried to capture that feeling, if I could get that feeling, if I could give that to the people who would read the book, I thought it would be a fascinating thing. And I also thought it was very important that people do remember this, that they don't forget that it does kind of remain, you know. So I just wanted to try to make people aware and enjoy that period.
You came to Los Angeles at a very young age. You were, what, 7, 8 years old?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then, as you said, you were signed by Fox as a very young man at 18. And at what point did you start to think, okay, well, this is going to be my career, this is going to be my life?
Well, I always wanted to be in the movies.
Right.
I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be. In my other book, Pieces of My Heart, that Scott and I wrote, you know, I opened it with my hiding in the bushes and seeing these four men walk up a fairway after hitting their tee shots. And those four men were Cary Grant, Randolph Scott, Clark Gable, and Fred Astaire. And I looked at these guys and I thought, oh, boy, if I could be like one of them, could I? And I'd seen them on the screen, you know, as a kid in the theater in Westwood Village, and look what happened. I mean, it's kind of in the air. I mean, I became very good friends with Cary Grant. He was a very big influence in my life. I played Fred Astaire's son. Clark Gable took me to MGM, and Randolph Scott was one of the most generous people I'd ever met. And I mean, they were great. What a break.
You know, and in that book, there is sort of this this childlike wonder about the place and this magical place. So that's why this book is so interesting, because you write about the architecture and the homes and the hotels, and again, it's almost as a fantasy land.
Yes, it was a fantasy and it was a reality both. And
right.
I was just so fortunate to be a part of it. I mean, it was the most thrilling time of my life. It was just fabulous.
I mentioned the homes and the hotels. Why is that? Why do you think that is so illustrative of what Hollywood was?
Well, I think the reason is that they used them, you know. They were in those restaurants. They loved it. They cared for them. A lot of them owned a piece of it. The Beverly Hills Hotel was a center of such wonderful activities and parties, and it was just a fabulous time. And the other thing, Joe, you know, the town was much smaller and much more intimate. Like everything, look what's happened with all of us. I mean, the population explosion, things have changed. I mean, life goes on, but it's gone on very rapidly, I think, you know. And I wanted to kind of put this down as to one of the great times of, at least for me, and share it, you know. So that's what we went for.
In writing the book and talking about these places and these people and that time as a whole, you do write in the book about the press, and you write about, certainly comparing it to today's paparazzi culture. And one of the things that you mentioned in there that I really found interesting, and of course I've heard of this, but just your take on it I found interesting, is that when you were at Fox, of how protected you felt. That company was protecting you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I was part of their family. They wanted me to be the best I could possibly be. I was representing 20th Century Fox. I loved being involved with them. I was there for 12 years. I was there from the time I was 18 to 30. And it was, they gave me so much. I was sent around the world. I'd met so many people. I've done so many movies. And they cared for me. They took me and placed me in different positions and exposed me onto the public. And it was a gift. I was so thrilled by it all, Joe. You know.
So I would think you'd be very thankful that you are not up and coming in this day and age where there is a camera at every turn.
Yes, I am. And I think it's very tough for these young people today, and the people that are really, you know, really on fire, like Brad and Pitt and his wife and George, you know, George Clooney, they're on fire. You know, it's very difficult for them to get out of their house and go someplace and go to the market and shop and live a natural life, and very difficult for their kids. They're starting to invade their kids now like crazy. I think that's a whole society that's very, very tough.
Now, how did you deal with it, though? I mean, obviously, you're going, you're living your life. There are ups and downs in that life, and there's people who are following you and want to know. How did you deal with that?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of stepped around it. I got lucky in a lot of ways, and I don't have the, you know, I don't have the exposure that these people have. You know, I was lucky that I missed it. I've gotten a lot of it, but boy, it's, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got an outlet to put it on. A person can become a star by making a video and putting it on eBay. On
YouTube.
On the
network.
It's amazing what's happened. I just can't. I mean, did you ever imagine that you could take a picture of somebody and send it to someone else and they get it in 5 seconds?
and hey, look who I just saw in the market. Yeah.
Right. And don't you think that they don't do that? And why do they do it? They do it to get their name out there, or money, or whatever. But I mean, come on, it's a whole different setup now.
When you think of the town and the system, I mean, is there one thing that changed drastically? Was it the studio system? Was it a change in film to television? What do you think sort of busted it open so that so many things in the town changed? Obviously, money was a big part of it.
Well, I think you could attribute a good start of that was when the studios started to break up because of the distribution. They lost their distribution possibilities by placing their pictures in their theaters. Financially, they got hit by different situations during economic crisis, and people started to leave. People started to make pictures other places. Other markets opened up. The advent of travel to be able to go on locations. I mean, you know, when you think about when the picture business started originally, you know, Mr. DeMille came to Hollywood and he had the ocean, the mountains, the sea, he had the deserts. He could go to those places and they could build the sets on the lot, which they did. They recreated a Western street, a European town, New York. You know, they built it on the back lot. Now they can go there.
Right.
They can shoot it. You know, and I think that the stars leaving the studio lost their actors. They lost their writers that were under contract to them. Everybody became freelance at one time, and there was no people that were under contract to a studio for a period of time that were writers or actors or directors.
The book is fascinating, an awful lot of fun. It is You Must Remember This, Life and Style in Hollywood's Golden Age. It is published by Viking. Robert Wagner, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Joe, and I appreciate your reaction to the book.
Dwight, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Again, Robert Wagner is our guest. The book, You Must Remember This, Life and Style in Hollywood in Hollywood's Golden Age, published by Viking. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.